Big stories, big guests, the big picture. Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge. Weekdays 12:30 to 3, 770 CHQR.
It's 205, Zach Hewitt in for Rob Breckenridge. Coming up in less than an hour now, your phone calls for the Friday free-for-all. It should be a fun day today. Joe McFarland's going to come in, my buddy. And I enjoy doing that show with Joe. That is a lot of fun. International Women's Day today. Some of the things that there's many different topics around this. And marketing is another topic. How we market to each other. How we market things. I always sort of say just unmarket your life. I mean, we're being sold things every single place we go. And it does not escape me the fact that the funding of the job I do comes from advertising. But I still think there's a difference between marketing and selling, right? It's kind of like the enrollment of it all. If you enroll somebody into something, you simply inspire them to feel that this is a fit for them. Buy a new car. Buy a house down south. Buy a house up north. Move into a townhouse. You know, so it's a natural, normal part of our lives. Sometimes it gets a little bit skewed, though, in which way is it going? And in the spirit of what is International Women's Day today, we have come a long way from the perspective of saying, how do we market to women? Soap operas, the whole soap opera concept came from that, bored women at home. Here is from the 50s, a Coca-Cola commercial.
Hey, looks like somebody's been doing some shopping. And that means somebody's been doing a lot of walking and getting more and more worn out. Because by the time a woman assembles a complete spring wardrobe, she's generally covered a lot of floor space in a lot of stores. So it's little wonder that smart shoppers everywhere take time out to pause and refresh. And where else but in the fountain where they serve ice-cold Coca-Cola?
Here's another commercial. It's Pepsi. And how a woman should maintain her figure so she can be a good housewife.
Once upon a time, not very long ago, quite recently in fact, there was a little girl, an ordinary little girl who was quite beautiful. Like all ordinary little girls, she couldn't wait to grow up. As time went by, she met an ordinary handsome boy. They fell in love, were married, and they lived happily ever after. In real life, however, a girl has to work at living happily ever after. First off, our heroine decided to stay beautiful, slim, and attractive. So she went for long walks. Then she engaged in competitive sports. Very competitive sports. And she won a lot of trophies.
There's some imagery on the end of that one. The sport is shopping because that's a TV commercial, and the trophy is the shiny new purse that she's got. Joining me on the phone to talk about marketing, Shauna McDonald, principal and founder of Brookline PR here in Calgary. Hey, Shauna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Those commercials have, the way we market's changed over time, huh?
A little bit.
Holy
a little bit.
Moly. but there's a couple more that we'll play in a just a little bit. But you know, let's start our conversation there. Is that are we still hyper-targeting men and women in ads today?
You know, it's interesting. I really think it depends on the product. There is definitely products necessarily for women and men. But in terms of general products, it's not necessary. There's certainly been brands that have been under the heat for that. So we have to evolve, and we're continuing to evolve. So I think it really depends on the audience and the product.
Looking at some companies, the Dove ads have been widely applauded for accepting women's bodies as they are and the marketing campaign around that. Did you hear that one the same way?
That was that Dove has done it right. They are phenomenal at what they do. I challenge you to find someone who doesn't appreciate the messaging there. Women need to be celebrated, and I think they've done it in such a way that's authentic. They lift women up, and they speak to every type of woman out there. It's phenomenal.
So I agree. Now, the catch to that, though, was the Axe spray commercials.
Yes.
They've changed now. They're way less gender-driven now in that, you know, all the pretty girls will like you if you use the Axe body spray. And so those are two really great examples of opposites inside marketing and the way they're perceived. The irony for me is they're both Unilever. They're both the same company.
They are. The message is different, though. Dove is about women celebrating themselves. That Axe one was about trying to attract the opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the message was different. So they certainly probably thought about that and decided if that was the right approach. But I think, you know, going back to Dove, they did it right.
Well, I think if I look at, I mean, it's the same company. So I always wonder, and that's just me wondering, but if you look at what the ads are today compared to they were a few years ago, the Dove ads have not changed much. And the Axe ads definitely have changed. Probably a good indicator of which one nailed it.
Well, and like you've heard this saying before, if it's not broken, why fix it, right? Mm-hmm. There's consistency with Dove, and if Axe needs to change that messaging to hit the target a little bit tighter, then let's do that.
Shauna, what do you see the most valuable piece of this marketing today when influencing young people? Just your thoughts and opinions. You know, where are we at, and are we in a good place?
I think we're getting there. I think when you say influencing young people, are you talking specifically women?
I think just young people. I think that when we look at the spin, you know, I mean, because I try to draw, and I don't know if I have the words right, I try to draw the separation between, you know, enrolling somebody into the product is good for you versus just spinning and selling coldly and could care less.
I think people are much more critical. We have a very limited time, as you know, to really attract attention. It has to be authentic. Consumers are very critical, and they're going to realize very quickly if it's authentic or not. So with the younger audience, you have to hit it quickly. You have to make sure that you're laser focused and that you're absolutely transparent in terms of your messaging.
With social advertising today, I think that our radar goes off real quick. What are the scammy ones versus what are the legit ads? Do you find that that's still the defining factor of advertising online?
Agreed. I think it's still blurry for sure, but I think those that do it well can hit their audiences very quickly. And it takes time. It takes research. And sometimes you don't get it right the first time.
Authenticity clearly matters. That's a tough one in ads, isn't it? That's always the hard part, is to make it sound authentic and have an actor do it.
Yes, agreed. And if you look at some brands, they're no longer looking at that actor. They're looking for real people, or they're actually looking for ambassadors or spokespeople who also believe in that product. So you can actually see that very quickly in ads as well.
Ambassadors versus, you just said this, this one just came to my mind. I wasn't prepared for this question, so maybe I don't know what I'm asking. Ambassadors versus influencers, because there's a big difference between the two words.
Yes and no. So there obviously are digital influencers out there who are paid to post and create content on behalf of brands. Ambassadors don't necessarily have to be digital influencers. They're just influencers in the market. And if they believe in a product, and if they believe in it, likely still going to get paid for it, but not the typical digital influencer.
Yeah, an influencer typically will market whatever they, as long as they believe that they want to do it, they'll sell it.
Yeah, and again, they have a brand to represent as well. So they do a great job, the ones that we work with, to make sure that it fits their brand, it fits their voice, and it fits who they are actually speaking to.
Shauna McDonald is principal and founder of Brookline PR Calgary. So it is International Women's Day, and really the focus and why this conversation came up for us here in the office was, how are we doing with marketing to women and young women? And I want to, before you answer that one, who is more finicky to market to, young women or let's call it mature women?
I like that. Who is more finicky? That's an interesting question. For example, in my office, I have Gen Xers and I have Gen Ys. And I think it comes down to the product. I think it really depends on what's the product trying to say, what's the message, who are they really trying to target. But I don't necessarily think one is more finicky over the other. They could certainly be interested in one product, the other one's not going to be. So I don't know if that's answering your question, but I don't think age is dependent on women and being finicky.
I think that answers the question.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I think so. Now, young girls, marketing to young girls.
Yes.
You're good enough. You know, I'm summarizing, clearly.
Okay.
You know, you're good enough to young girls. You can do it. Are we doing it right, or are we overdoing it?
In what way?
Well, my daughter is 12 turning 13. And see, she would never know that she's not good enough at her age today. The way that she's been raised by her mom and I. She can do anything that she wants to do. She can take on any sport, any activity. Her expectations in school are to be the best she can be. There's no gender role there at all of what she wants to do. Yet in marketing, she's hearing, you're good enough. You can do it. And for her, though, life for her, she would never even know that this is a thing. You know, naivety is a beautiful thing at times. And my question comes from, with marketing to young girls, my daughter would never know that she wasn't good enough until she got told by an ad that it's possible she's not good enough.
Right.
So in the spirit of trying to encourage and use it, are we doing it right?
Well, I would challenge and say, what ads are saying that women aren't good enough?
No, I'm saying that, I guess what, let me clarify that. I'm not saying that my daughter's seeing ads that say that she's not good enough. What my daughter's seeing is she's ads that, you know, you're good enough, you can do it. Well, then my daughter comes back in our conversation. She says, well, what does it mean I'm good enough? Of course I'm good enough.
I understand.
You can't have one without having the other.
Right.
Once you create that comparison, there's a big difference between contrast and comparison.
Yes.
And once you create the comparison, you can't have one without the other.
Right. So you're basically asking is advertising doing it right versus what you're communicating at home?
Yeah, like are the messages right? And I did have a follow-up, and I'll share that intention now because for the clarity on, you and I both clearly want to address this properly, that is marketing, has International Women's Day or marketing to young women, the you can do it, you're good enough, become just that, marketing? And has it been lost like Dove has kept their principles up with the Dove campaigns about what it stands for? Has it become too easy?
You know, I don't think so. I think this day is here for a reason, and I think we need to celebrate women. And if it poses some questions, then we need to get clarity on that. But I think that International Women's Day is here. It needs to be celebrated. The fact that people might benefit from some marketing, maybe not intentional, is fine. But I don't think the reason that International Women's Day is here is clearly for marketing.
Oh, okay. Do you think that it does happen that people take advantage of it?
You know, it's sad that question's even being asked.
Yeah.
I think that International Women's Day was not intended for marketing. It was to celebrate women and for what women stand for. And I don't think women celebrate women enough.
Oh, that's a great perspective. I like that. So we're going to continue the conversation next because there's a video that Shauna's company has done, which I think is fantastic, by the way. I want to talk about that a little bit more. Shauna McDonald is the principal and founder of Brookline PR Calgary. Some perspective on marketing to our young people and more wrapped around the topics of the day today. Zach Hewitt in for Rob Breckenridge. We're back with next. Plus your texts and thoughts, 403-974-8255, 974-TALK, 770-CHQR.
Girls like you roll around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
770-CHQR, Girl Like You, that is a Maroon 5 song that was used in a video that was put out with Shauna McDonald's company, Brookline PR, here in Calgary. You do a lot of great work. See your stuff around all the time. Sorry, Shauna. So very much appreciate that. And the video you guys made, tell me about it. It is, you pinched the music video, assuming Adam Levine was just busy that day.
He was.
And Ellen was probably just, you know, busy.
A little bit.
So you made the video, Adam and Ellen, but you did the video. What was the point?
Well, Brookline has done a few videos. For our 10-year anniversary, we did a spoof on the Pharrell Williams Happy, and we're going to be celebrating our 15th anniversary in October. And this this video came out in spring of last year, and I saw it and I thought, this is phenomenal, and I really like it, and this just celebrates women, and it got such great traction. And I thought to myself, how can we really celebrate the women in this city? And I thought about it, and I thought, International Women's Day is coming up. We could really pull something off. And I thought, the only way this is going to happen is if we get some phenomenal people in the city to be part of it. And what was so great, Zach, was that when I went out and asked these women who you've seen in the video, there was not even a moment's question. They were just like, I'm in. Let's do it. This is so fantastic. So it spoke to everyone in different ways, and I've gotten great feedback on it today. People have asked me and said, Shauna, why didn't you tell me to have a Kleenex box next to my computer? Others have just celebrated it with such great laughter, and it's just been a really great project for us.
When you could choose what this day looks like, for everybody who says, it's just another day, you know, you have lots of success, I'm assuming, because of the fact that your business card says that this is your company. What do you say to all the women out there to go and build their business and do it? And what do you say to everybody who says this is just another day, it doesn't matter?
You know, I think I have a message for everyone. I think it's just love what you do. And you know what? When you love what you do, things will just be successful because you own it and you love it. And I know that sounds simple, but it really is all that you need to do what you want to do. For someone that wants to go out and build a business, just make sure that's your passion. If it's your passion and you enjoy it and you know that you're great at it, then do it. Like, just own it and get out there and do it. And I think this video speaks to celebrating women, lifting women up in all different capacities of the city. And I couldn't be more proud of this product or this project.
Shauna, where can we find the video for everyone who wants to check it out?
BrooklinePR.com.
Here it is. Shauna McDonald, principal and founder, Brookline PR, here in Calgary. Thanks for sharing the time today, Shauna.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I do appreciate the input, and it's a fantastic conversation. Have a great weekend.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Afternoons with Rob Breckenridge, starting at 12:30 on News Talk 770 Calgary.